You're taking on the new role now as the human resources manager. Can you talk a little bit about coming on board for that?
I love driving the bus. That was a great job. I love interacting with the people, getting out and getting to see parts of Bethel that a lot of people don't get to see. But I also felt that I had something to contribute in human resources. I have a pretty broad background, and I'm retired military. I was a squadron commander my last job. I had 650 people in my squadron, and you're, as the commander, you're dealing with all of the day-to-day issues for 650 people, their spouses and their children. You kind of over all of it. I say it just felt that I had a lot to bring to the city, from hiring and training and motivating experience to how to organize and how to take the process and improve it and make it better.
Mm-hmm. And so some of the things you've had to do or been tasked with since coming on board here with the city is just finding people to fill positions, right?
Well, that's no doubt one of the major parts of the role. And we have a very high turnover. In fact, I looked the other day, it's about 50% turnover every year. About half the people that we hire a couple of years later or so are not there any longer. And so that's always brings a challenge to it. And then, of course, we have the subsistence lifestyle. When it's time for moose hunting, people want to be able to go out and go moose hunting. And if they're in a situation of they don't have enough vacation, but they want to go moose hunting, they go moose hunting. And unfortunately, it's part of the under the Bethel Municipal Code, if you don't come to work and you don't have any vacation, then you don't have a job. And so, like I say, sometimes that's the case, kind of the same with fishing. We do have, in fact, this is by far the best benefits package that I've ever seen that the city offers. We offer 10 hours of paid time off per pay period, 260 hours a year. And that hopefully provides people the opportunity to save up their leave when it's slow, so that come time for fishing season or hunting season, they have vacation, a paid time off that they can take that and go take care of the needs for their family. And that's what we encourage people to do, the situations there. Some people take advantage of it. Some people kind of abuse it.
You have a hiring fair coming up this week, right?
We do. It's actually the state's job fair, but the city will be there. The fire department will have a table. The police department will have a table. I'll have a table. We have a variety of positions that are open right now. We're excited.
And what time and where is that going to be at?
That is this Thursday, March 15th, from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and it'll be at the Cultural Center.
Is there anything else you wanted to add today?
Well, I just want to let the employees of the city know that I'm here to help them to deal with benefits problems, issues with their supervisors, any issue that's dealing with the environment that they work with. Part of my job as a human relations manager is to help our employees have an environment that's free from harassment, free from discrimination, that's safe, and that provides them the tools and the things that they need to do their job effectively and efficiently, and to make sure that we are being a good steward of the taxpayers' money as city employees.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.